30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Well, on a beautiful day like today, I wish we'd always be broadcasting outside. This is just absolutely gorgeous, right smack dab on the Mall, U of A campus, just a little bit east of Old Main. We are experiencing for the first time our visit to the Tucson Festival of Books. We had a guest on earlier this morning that was saying it's the third largest book festival in the country. They expect almost 100,000 people to come through looking at books over the course of the next 2 days. If you're in the mood to shop for books, if you're in the mood to meet publishers, if you're in the mood to listen to presentations, I mean, they've got like eight, it's the entire mall.
And you were talking about stages earlier. I've got the map open.
How many are
there? Starting from the west side on the entrance coming on from university. If you're coming through campus, it starts with
Old Main, yep.
Starts with the Arizona Daily Star stage, then the SBS stage. I'm not sure what that is, but then it's right next to the food court. Then you have the culinary stage, which is right behind us, the U of A mall tent. Then you've got the teen and author stage, and there's a circus stage, and there's a Science City food court and entertainment stage, and there's a science cafe, the science stage, and then at the end of the day, at the far east side, there's the Rock Bottom Concert Venue, where there'll be a free concert later on tonight.
Absolutely. Here at the U of A campus, the Tucson Festival of Books. Absolutely spectacular event. All right. We're in the 9 o'clock hour. We invite y'all to give us a call wherever you are in the great state of Arizona. Let us know what you're trying to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. And let's see if we can't talk you through what little tricks or tips of the trade that we can share with you, given our experience of building and remodeling here in the great state of Arizona for the last 45 years. Our phone number is 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-767-4348. You make that toll-free phone call. Our call screener gets your name, where you're calling from in the great state of Arizona, what your question is, and we will get to you and address it as quick as we possible with the most correct information for you, depending on where you are and what issue you're trying to solve. Now, with that said, 2 weeks ago, we took a call from a Tucson homeowner who needed an electrician to take a look at rewiring his two-prong house built in the 50s. And we had a call screening intern that didn't get that Tucson homeowner's phone number.
Oops.
And I told him I'd call him back. I'd give him the name of the electrician. He is a regular listener. I know he's called the show before. I hope he's listening today. If you are that Tucson homeowner needing an electrician, give us a ring back at 1-888-767-4348. And Miss Julia, our call screener today, will definitely get your phone number and your name, and I will call you back and give you the name of that electrician in Tucson that we would recommend. So,
oops.
A lot of news right now as it relates to home ownership on two particular areas in the Phoenix and generally Arizona market. Everybody getting ready to depart for the summer. We're going to start seeing that over the next 60, 90 days. Lots of questions about how do I prepare the house for vacating it or leaving it. And I want to address with y'all some comments that are coming straight from no less a credible source than the Arizona State Attorney General, Mark Brnovich. Folks, they are scams out there, new scams. Actually, Romy, I could actually say they're brilliant scams. They're becoming so clever, so brilliant, that it's very easy to fall for it.
And there was a report a lot of times in the past that it had always been the elderly that were always the
targets.
Well, there was a report that says they dupe millennials now more than they're duping the retirement age through technology and electronics.
Well, anytime anyone reaches you by phone or electronic device that you haven't invited to the conversation, that they have found their way to you with some offer or some scheme or pretending to be some relative, if any of that involves the transfer of confidential information or money, don't do it. Stop the call. Stop the communication. Ask for a verification, redial, reconnect number. Do anything but go along with what they're suggesting. It is to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars of what people are being tricked out of. So please, as your Rosie on the House homeowner, know this. We're out to protect you. Please don't fall for that. The other thing I want to talk to y'all about is your home and home safety, keeping your home safe while you're gone. A big part of that is keeping your neighborhood safe. I do this talk about home security to Rotary clubs, Kiwanis clubs, Block Watch neighborhoods. And I always talk about the fact that, you know, if you're in the woods in the spring and there's a bear waking up out of hibernation and they're hungry and they see you and a friend walking through the woods, how fast do you have to run? You only have to run a little bit faster than your friend. You don't have to outrun the bear. You just have to run a little bit faster than your friend.
And it's rare you find two bears together. So that's a good thing.
They don't hibernate.
It's usually like cubs.
Yeah,
that's there's
right.
more than one. It's cubs and Big Mama somewhere.
So what I tell people in protecting their home is you want to make your house the least desirable target in the neighborhood. And as I, the bad guy, am driving through your neighborhood, casing your neighborhood, I'm looking for points of entry to your home that I can get to without being seen. I love homes that have that setback front door where the front door area can't be seen by the neighbors or has no good line of sight from anyone walking on the sidewalks or down the street. If you have vegetation or architectural features that you could remove to open that front door area up to the visibility of everybody in the neighborhood, that would be a huge advantage. A great majority of the break-ins will occur right through the front door. And I'll tell you that as soon as they're in the house, they're only going to be in there a few minutes. And they're going to go one place. What's the first place they're going to go? Where are all your secret, most valuable things held? In the master bedroom. So the number one lesson y'all should learn is any estate jewelry, any important documents, any particular valuables, the last place you should be keeping it is in the master bedroom. Find another location. And in the master bedroom, don't hesitate for a minute to buy some fairly decent-looking costume jewelry and fill up a jewelry box or two and make it easily findable and detectable. Let them take the nickel and dime stuff and put your heirloom family valuables in a separate bedroom, separate location, kept safe. That, more than anything, will help protect you and your valuables. The second place they're going to go, once they're in your house, is they're going to try and find that area where you pay your bills, that home desk, that home office. And they're going to try and find anything that will identify your identity. Once, you know, they may get Aunt Margie's wedding ring out of the bedroom, and it could be irreplaceable to you emotionally and could be worth a lot of money. But not until they steal your identity have they stolen the most valuable thing to them. Because once they've got your identity, they can sell it over and over and over and over again. So you've got to make sure, particularly if you're vacating the house for any amount of time, that home desk, home office area is secured in a way that they aren't going to be able to just walk by it and see a folder that says paid bills. that has all the account numbers on it. Check statements, reconciled check statements, hanging up very neatly and cleanly on the wall file right there where they can get the account numbers very quickly and easily. So let's take a couple minutes if you're one of the fortunate two that are going to be leaving the great state of Arizona as we enter into the summer months. Take the time to make sure you're locking down the property, locking down the possessions, locking down your identity. We'll come back with a few more tips on other things you can do to protect yourself. We've got the open lines. If you'd like to ring us, it's 1-888-767-4348. If you're trying to tackle something around your house, home, castle, or cabin, if it's from the foundations to the rooftop and anything in between, the cabinets, the countertops, electrical, painting, plumbing, drywall, air conditioning, it is your number one place to start, Rosie, on the house. Again, it's the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348.
And we do have Alexander who wants to talk about an aroma in the bathroom faucet. Bob wants to talk about super cooling and air conditioning. And Bob in Sabino Canyon, your wife Joy safely arrived at the festival and is along the U of A Mall.
Just reporting. And we can report that because we are broadcasting live from the U of A campus for the Tucson Festival of Books. I can't wait till the show is over.
Go peruse.
I wish they'd just let me bring my truck onto the mall.
They say
we could just throw the books in, just fill the back of the bed.
They say it's open at 10, but there's already people here. You know, the only thing that might not be, there might be a few booths vendors aren't here at yet. The events don't start till 10, but, I mean, it's open. It's an absolute free event. You just park, walk to the mall, open air, and they've got plenty of food courts. They've got plenty of facilities for restrooms. They've got just about anything here you need today.
Bring the family.